Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Monday. We're up here at Circa Sports Kentucky, the Mint at Kentucky Downs. Got it all behind us if you're watching on the video stream. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCade. I want to pass this along because this is pretty cool from one of our partners, Jimmy Kelly's Steakhouse. JoJo, you love Jimmy Kelly's.
Love Jimmy Kelly's.
Right now, today only, in time for the holidays, you can buy a $100 gift card to Jimmy Kelly's for only $50.
Get it.
So half off those gift cards. $100 gift card for $50. Perfect gift. Just go to jimmykellys.com and you can take care of that. So just wanted to pass that along to you. And love Jimmy Kelly's. Really good. Big weekend in college football when it comes to Vanderbilt and Tennessee. And unfortunately, both of them on the wrong side of it. And what here's where we're at as a Vanderbilt fan. This is the life of a Vanderbilt fan right now. I can speak to that because I am one. I'm like, usually I would be, hey, you lost to Texas by 3 points at their place. Feeling good about that.
Right.
I'm mad because if they didn't play like doo-doo for three quarters, they could have won that game.
That's a great point to be made.
Well,
first play of the game when it goes for 75 or 80 yards for a touchdown, and then you're down 14-0, and then you're playing behind the chains the entire time. But they fought. I mean, look, as a coach, you want effort. Give me effort. If you lose, yes, that sucks. But he got effort from that football team. I stopped watching. I'm like, this is going to be a blowout. And then it was like 34-31. I'm like, huh? Well, I couldn't watch because of the YouTube fight, which I'll get into in a minute. Then I was like, good Lord, they came back and did that. So they're still in it. I mean, they're 7-2. They got Auburn, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Run the table at 10-2. You've got yourself in the conversation. At 10-2, I don't think they get in, but nobody's asking me.
I don't know. I mean, I still think they have a chance. I think the committee is going to want to try and put Texas in because of the brand and the quarterback with the last name Manning.
Ugh. But if Auburn somehow can beat – if you run the table, go 10-2, and Tennessee can beat Florida and you beat a team –
Tennessee's got one thing to play for now.
Wrecking
Vandy season.
Yeah, but if Auburn can beat Alabama, which is a tall, I get that. But you look at Vanderbilt's quality wins increase, and you're like, okay, not bad. But there's a lot at play here, but they're still in it in the conversation. And that game in 3 weeks in Knoxville, man, if you get that Vandy team who wins their next two, if Tennessee wins their next two, you're right.
Yeah.
Tennessee knocks Vandy out of the – can you say that out loud? Tennessee knocks Vanderbilt out of the college football playoffs.
Well, because
we're going to get drug tested by saying that.
Like Ohio State, I don't see a loss on their schedule. Well, okay, let me take that back. Because Ohio State and Indiana are destined to play each other in the Big Ten championship game, so one of them is going to lose. I think it's going to be Indiana, but one of them is going to have a loss. But still, both get in, right? We agree on that.
Oh yeah.
A&M. And Alabama right now, I think, are destined to play in the SEC championship.
They're in.
Both of them are going to be in. I don't see – I mean, Texas A&M, they're at Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, at Texas. That's all they got left.
Yeah, there's
now, I mean, now the Texas game, like, you can't –
what about the one before that?
Samford.
Did you see Herb Street do that on TV?
What?
He was running down A&M's schedule, and they're putting the little clips of who they're playing, and the Samford logo came up. Herb Street's like, I don't know who that is. He had no idea. And our buddy John Chris was like,
I wouldn't have known who that is.
John Chris sent a note to Herb Street on Instagram. He's like, oh, you'll know that day who Samford is. And I wrote to John. I said, we're going to storm the field with our Bibles that day and take down Texas A&M. But so they're in. I mean, so Georgia, Ole Miss, one of those two got to get in. They play each other. So they're in.
Yeah.
So the ACC's got to get one team in. That's a terrible conference. I don't know who gets in from there now. Would it be
– Louisville.
Louisville, okay. Maybe Louisville. They can, get in there and do some damage.
Yeah. I don't know. Vandy's got a chance, but, I mean, they're going to need – they got to win out, and they may need some help. But let's see. Who's Georgia got left? Georgia's got
– Ole Miss.
No, Mississippi State. At Mississippi State, Texas – Charlotte and Georgia Tech.
Oh, they already played Ole Miss.
Yeah.
They beat Ole Miss. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
So they go to Starkville this weekend, then Texas, then Charlotte, then Georgia Tech.
Georgia goes
Georgia
to Texas.
Tech's not, Georgia Tech, yeah. That's not going to be easy.
Georgia Tech?
No, yeah, Georgia Tech's not going to be easy, and at Texas.
All right, Georgia Tech got exposed by NC State. They're done.
Okay.
They're done. There's a big brawl after the game, too, in the stands, which is beautiful. That's right. So Georgia already beaten Ole Miss. Georgia got to go to Texas. Ole Miss has the schedule that's set up for them cruising into the playoffs.
Ole Miss at 8-1 has the Citadel, Florida, and Mississippi State.
Yep.
So,
Dr. Crane, you better get a pep talk to your Bulldogs to knock off Lane Kiffin.
I need Mississippi State to play spoiler somewhere.
Yep.
It'll be the last game of the season. I'll tell you that's where it is.
Hey, they're one game away from – what does Mississippi State got? They're 5-4. That's a big win over Arkansas, not because it's Arkansas, but that was a confidence game that your Bulldogs desperately needed.
Absolutely. I think Blake Shapen's starting to finally get with it with this offense. Defense, you know, it has its shaky moments, but, I mean, at 35-31 in the fourth quarter, and then you overtake, you know, Arkansas, I thought it was a gutsy win in a roundabout way. They do need to knock off another team. If it's Missouri, that's probably their best chance, but I would prefer it be Ole Miss, just to stick the sword right there in the gut of Lane Kiffin.
Is that game on Friday night now? It's not Thursday night anymore, correct?
Correct. It's on a Friday.
Man, that game, that was so much fun. That was what you look forward to on Thursday night.
Tell me about it. I just want a nice chicken, not chicken, turkey sandwich with some gravy, and I'm all about it. And fall asleep, wake up to a nice cowbell ring. It's been great.
It would have been. By the way, we're in studio tomorrow. We need some of your pizza.
Okay.
So right now.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm just.
You're good.
Right now, according to the ESPN playoff predictor, this is what they have. They have Indiana and Ohio State with a 99% chance to make it.
Yeah.
I think we agree with that. A&M at 96%, Bama at 93%, Georgia at 86%, Ole Miss at 78%, Oregon at 77%, BYU at 74%, Texas with a 54% chance.
That's 9.
Texas Tech 51%.
10.
Then it falls off. Oklahoma with a 36% chance, Vandy with a 30% chance, Virginia 29%, North Texas 28%, James Madison 28%. South Florida 26, Notre Dame 24, Georgia Tech 23, Louisville 21, Memphis 21, USC 17, Utah 16, Miami 14, and Michigan 13.
Okay, Tennessee in that?
Nope.
Oh, ouch, that hurts. I know they're not, but it just sounds bad when they're not just in there. I know that hurts, but. So the group of five gets one. So one of the other schools will squeeze in there and get it. So maybe Louisville and then North Texas or whoever it is. But that's how it's setting up. I mean, I like this. I mean, you could have some powerhouse matchups like Texas A&M and Ohio State would be great. I know they beat Notre Dame earlier, but it'd be really good to watch that.
Now, also according to this, if Vandy wins out, they have a 93% chance to make the playoff if they win out.
Okay.
4% of a first-round bye, 65% to host the first round, and 24% to go on the road.
So, Vandy fan, you have to root for Tennessee to beat Florida because that would be somewhat of a quality win. Not the biggest quality, but that's a win. So, the more wins Tennessee racks up, if you beat Tennessee, it looks better for you if you beat Tennessee that last weekend in Knoxville. Holy cow, man.
Yep. So, that's what they have there. All right, I can look at other teams if you want.
Sure, buddy.
So let's say Texas. All right, so Texas wins. Let's say Texas got to still play Georgia. So if Texas wins out, then they looks like they get in. So I don't know. This thing is.
Well, here's the deal. It plays out on the field. We love it.
Yeah. Right, and that's how it should.
Yep.
But Tennessee, I mean, there's just – they should have beaten Oklahoma. I was afraid that was going to happen, though.
Yeah, and that's
And look, can I say this? Anybody, and I've seen it, anybody that is calling for Josh Heupel to get fired, like, guys, you don't know. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He's got one more year.
I'm not going there yet. I'm not going there yet.
That'll be 6 years. And you've got me to one playoff and to one big bowl.
What happened?
No, we're not doing that.
What happened the 6 years before that?
You're not talking about that. We're not bringing that
Look,
up.
Look, Tennessee is not in the same conversation as Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. As
Tell
much
a Tennessee
as you,
fan
as
that.
Much as you, I am. As much as you want to be, you're not.
Why not?
Because this is how it's been set up.
Because he screwed the portal up. He doesn't have a GM running things up there. I mean, he's got to get a few things added to him. He's got to step up. I'm
well,
telling
his quarterback
you, man,
left last minute. I'm not making an excuse
that's
for him.
That's fine.
But, like, that. I mean, that is kind of a part of it.
That's
but,
fine.
But, like, Tennessee fans want to pretend that they're at the same level. And, I would love to see you be at that same level. You're not.
I think reality hit him in the face Saturday night. But hype, that'll be his sixth year next year.
Okay.
Sixth year. This ain't Johnny Majors in the 70s and you got 10 years to figure it out. That ain't happening anymore.
Well, you've got an Orange Bowl win. You've gotten to the playoff.
That's it.
I mean, but that's still – that's much better than the 15 years before that. So,
I agree.
Again, what are we talking about?
I agree, man. But, look, Tennessee fans want to win too. They feel they should be up there.
And I want them to win. But like, sitting here thinking that you get to have the same kind of standard.
His game management's pretty bad. That fourth down call, which I heard Robin Rexo talk about this morning, I disagreed with most of that, but don't throw to a guy who's never been in that position before and hits him right in the face mask. Don't get your team in that position. I mean, that's a lot of things that go on, and ultimately goes back to the head coach. That's where the blame lies. But, I mean, it's now, you know, if Florida beats you, Vanderbilt beats you, you're 7-5.
Yeah.
You'll beat Sam Houston State next week, you better at least. Then you're sitting at 7-5 if you lose to Florida and Vanderbilt. You accept that? No. Nobody, you should never accept that.
No, but look, you're going to have this. You're going to have one side of Vols fans that's going to make the excuse, well, Nico screwed us over. This is Nico's fault. So he gets a pass.
Yep.
That's going to happen.
Okay.
And then, you are going to have the, fire him. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I can't, again, it's like, do you not remember the last 15, 20 years before him?
We're not doing that. We're not
right,
going
but
back.
But it matters.
We're not going
it
back
matters.
On that.
It matters.
We're talking about the now.
Okay.
I don't need to know. Don't make me sick to my stomach about Derek Dooley and Butch Jones first couple. I don't need to go back on that. After the break, I want to bring this up. We're going to talk here, but this is really good talk. Just really quick, the YouTube thing.
Oh, yeah. I need to give you your moment on this.
You want to do it now?
No, we'll go to break.
Okay.
We'll do it coming.
Because to watch my brother, who has YouTube, go full Velociraptor on the ESPN app Saturday really made my year. And I'm hearing that's not the only person that went nuts over everything that happened because of YouTube and what's going on. And it's about to drive me crazy.
Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hey, right now, 94.9 The Fan, or in about 30 seconds, Jake Lyman will be starting the broadcast from Paris, France, as the Commodores Vanderbilt women's team takes on Cal. The pregame starts at 1:15 and tip-off at 1:30, so be sure to check that out. It's Chase and Big Joe. We're live at Circa Sportsbook in Kentucky prior to Monday Night Football tonight as the Cardinals take on the Cowboys. Here it is, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
I was thinking along the lines of no TV and no beer, make Homer something, something.
Go crazy?
Don't mind if I do!
Yes! That was Big Joe's brother over the weekend because he couldn't watch college football on ABC.
Man, I'm
telling
you what.
Because of YouTube TV.
So he gets the app. The app is glitching. There's like a 3-second delay in the audio. It's like a minute behind the game, and watching my brother turn into Velociraptor was beautiful. And then you go online, and a lot of people are having this problem. So Saturday night, I have some dude who hacks in. I swear to God, it was like a Chinese satellite. I get some feed out of New York. He tells me not to repeat where he got it from, and I'm watching the Tennessee game. It's like 2 minutes behind off a feed of New York, and there's some inscription burned into the top left of my TV that some website I've never heard of, and I'm like, I'm going to get arrested tonight. And I was able to watch the Tennessee-Oklahoma game. Had to stay off social media because it was a good probably 3 minutes behind everything, but get this result. ESPN, that app was just – my dealings with the app, it was terrible. I know some had no problems with it,
I've had no issue with it, but
so we finally they have the Skynet app or whatever, the Skywatch, right?
Skynet is that's the Terminator.
Well, that's what's going to kill us. Is it the Skywatch you can do on
Skycam or Sky? Yeah.
So we're watching. I'm like, I said, are these announcers bored? And I realized they don't talk.
Yeah.
It's just a show. I'm like, all this chaotic hell is because YouTube and Disney and
I love the ESPN app. I don't know what you're –
it was glitching. I maybe I was trying to get on at the same time at 11 o'clock, but the audio was off. It was pretty bad. And, like, in the middle of game day, they just cut out of the picks and went right to the game. And then it would – every time my brother, like, restarted, it'd go back to the beginning of the game. So it's like 11:40, and I'm like, hey, they're about to kick off. He's like, oh, okay, they are. I'm like, it's the beginning of the game. So he's losing his you-know-what. I'm like, I just got to go. So I just left, and it was just listening on the radio. On 94.9. And I was like, fantastic. I got to listen to the game somehow. Might as well listen to the radio. So then a friend of mine sends me a note and says, Joe, get an antenna. Yeah. Plug the antenna over the air. Yeah. Get it. And I found it. I'm like, well, there we go. I found it. But I didn't have an antenna for the Tennessee-Oklahoma game. So I'm just really figure this stuff out. Can you not? I know what the plan is. They're not going to do it to force you to buy the app. I'm not stupid. But I'm also not buying the app.
Jay from Laverne says that was Chase when he's mad about the Titans. Said, yeah, that's. I think my favorite scene from that episode is because it's The Shining, basically, is what
right.
it is.
Yeah.
And Homer like he like goes through the first door and does here's Johnny like in The Shining. And nobody's in there, and so he goes dump, goes through another door. And then says David Letterman, and Grandpa standing there going, hi, David, I'm Grandpa.
Oh, yes.
And then finally does like 60 minutes, and there are the Marge and the kids are in there, and they go screaming, and she goes to the radio and goes, help, somebody help. My husband's gone crazy and is trying to kill us. Over. And Wickham goes, well, thank God that's over. That could have been really bad. So good.
Over.
I love Wickham. It's just so good.
So Marge called 911, and she says, this 911, or Homer did. And he's like, no, he was busy eating.
Yeah.
And Wickham's like, no, this is 912.
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. But 2476 on our Tennessee discussion says, Heupel's had 6 years to get Tennessee to that level. I'm not saying he should be fired, but at some point he's got to get over the hump and win big games. DeBoer is in 2 years in at Bama and has them right back on track. You don't know that. What big games has he won?
DeBoer?
Yeah, he hadn't won a big game yet. Show me in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did pretty good. Washington, he had a nice
right.
run.
Right, no, I'm talking about at Alabama. Talking about Alabama.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can make an argument for that, but when they knock off four straight top 20 teams.
Sure. Okay.
It's pretty good.
But, like,
but yeah.
But show me in the postseason.
I get you, man.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's my thing.
But, I mean, he did well at Indiana. He did well at Washington. And he knew he could do better at Alabama. And you're seeing what happens right now. I think they beat LSU so bad on Saturday, it's not even funny. I mean, Alabama's going to roll into the SEC Championship game at 11-1. Nobody's going to stop them.
Yeah. They'll beat LSU so bad that they'll call Brian Kelly to rehire him just to fire him.
Who's their mercy game? Who's Alabama got in between? I know they got some. Is it Coastal Carolina?
Hang on.
Because they got LSU. They got Auburn.
Just a moment.
Eastern Illinois.
Eastern. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
hi, Nick.
Hi,
thank
guys.
You. Yeah. So, I mean, what is that, the homecoming game?
Probably.
Probably
not. I mean, so, yeah. I mean, so Alabama's rolling. They'll get in there. I mean, so they're – after that loss to Florida State, we ever think that loss to Florida State would be like, what in the world?
Now Florida State's just
– I know. You know, when Tennessee beat Syracuse, it was like, all right, feeling good, and they're getting things together, and probably should have beat Georgia. Mississippi State game was tough, and then Alabama just took it to them, and then Oklahoma came near the game plan and beat them on Saturday. I thought Tennessee would have that game because it was going back and forth, but – I mean, that was a great win for Brent Venables in Oklahoma. I'm the pregame in Knoxville. Did you see it on TV? The
no.
fireworks, beautiful.
Oh yeah, with the run, the tee, and like they were lit up and everything.
Good
it was pretty
Lord,
cool.
That was yeah. beautiful. So yeah. I thought, all right, but you know, at the end of the day, you still got to play a game, 60 minutes, and
you know what though?
All like, that means
I had this weird bad feeling of like, man, they're going to do this cool pregame with the blackout, like Halloween and stuff, and they're going to lose. I just had that weird – it was that weird, like, just do what you normally do, even though that had nothing to do with it.
Hey, Nick, can you do me a favor when we go in studio tomorrow?
Sure.
Can you wear the same outfit the Oklahoma kicker wore Saturday night?
I feel like that's an HR email waiting to happen.
Did you see, like, Herb Street was like,
that was funny.
He should be given a penalty for that. Like, that's not, I think it was Herb Street.
Yeah, yeah. Foul, yeah. Yep. And then,
like, that, like, that's not his proper uniform, wearing a
fight. Yeah, Daisy Dukes.
And I think I was reading.
Fowler had a, Ian cut it this morning for Robbie and Rexrow, but it was, Fowler had a great line. He's like, he's short on pants, but not short on distance when he made the field goal. I was like, yeah, but man, that was, I don't know if you could find it, Dr. Crane, but that was a great clip of them talking about it. Because when I saw that, I'm like, there's no way in hell this is legal. No way.
Sandell, short shorts, but not short on distance. Powers it through again from 51, and Oklahoma is on top on Rocky Top. Venables smiling for good reason. His team's been outplayed with two takeaways. Not done much on offense, but they got a kicker.
Yeah, got his Daisy Dukes on and puts it in the middle again. 51.
That was great. That was really funny, man, because when I saw that, the reaction was like, what in the world? I don't know how that is really legal. So, Nick, if you could do that tomorrow, we'd appreciate it.
Can't make any promises on that.
I thought it was Robbie. There was somebody that tweeted, like, Tennessee's going to beat by a guy wearing a thong. And I laughed so hard.
Oh, that's so good.
It's just like, oh, here we go. OU's field goal kicker is wearing booty shorts and is just nailing every kick. That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
By Robbie.
Oh, that's so terrible.
By the way, if you want to be entertained, watch Robbie Stanley's Twitter timeline during a Vols game. Because it's pretty entertaining.
I'm sure it was entertaining yesterday when his Packers lost, but the Vol thing is better because that just – it means more.
Yeah.
It's deeper.
Hey, it just means more.
Right, it does.
615-737-1025. John McClain going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll get back into the Titans and the football weekend coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game.
I brought a bag of money in case he wants us to burn it again.
I hope he tells us to burn our pants. These things are driving me nuts.
So this afternoon, two suits come up to me and ask me to endorse some new sports utility vehicle.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
Don't you hate pants?
Oh, Homer makes us laugh.
I'm telling you, man, anytime you put Krusty's voice in anything, anytime there's a Simpsons episode with Krusty, the focus of it, it's gold. Just hearing his voice is so good. Put a dime on it.
Homer would burn his pants because of the Titans right now.
Absolutely would. Yeah.
Chasing Big Joe live at Circa Sports in Kentucky today. Kind of a weird day in the NFL. I don't know. It felt weird. Like the
yesterday?
Vikings, yeah. The Vikings win. The Pack. Detroit loses, Packers lose.
Yep, and then the Dolphins made a big trade today, and then Jalen Phillips to the Eagles.
Yep.
I mean, how many more good players does Philadelphia need? I mean, it's great. You know, it's funny. We're up there.
Is Jalen Phillips from here?
No, that was Jacob Phillips.
Jacob Phillips.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were up there in Philadelphia. We had to stay in Philadelphia for the MTSU-Delaware game. All the newscasts led off that afternoon with, I guess, Brandon Graham was coming back. He retired and he came back. They all led their newscast with that.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, what that must be like to live in a city where your football team is that beloved and people just want more information, where you lead the newscast off with a guy coming back out of retirement to help out. And then they're just loaded, man.
So it looks like Tucker Kraft, the tight end from the Packers, is going to miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
No, the guy from North Dakota State had the big game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a good story.
Clifton. You can tell I've been watching NASCAR from calling Jaden Daniels Cliff Daniels, who is the crew chief for Kyle Larson, who just won his second championship. Jaden Daniels suffers a dislocated elbow, expected to miss several games, so Marcus Mariota will be the starter.
Several games with that injury?
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right.
And then there was also, it looks like Lattimore feared to have torn his ACL, and obviously JT Stroud is in the protocol.
Not a good CJ Stroud.
What did I say?
JT Stroud.
No, CJ.
What crew chief is he with? Oh, man.
And tomorrow's the trade deadline. So
do you think they're going to do something? I mean, come on. They've got to do something. Titans got to do something.
Yeah. I saw TD put a report out there that said that they're not shopping Calvin Ridley, but they have received calls on Calvin Ridley.
Hello, Titans. Yeah, does he still suck? Sure does. All right. There's your phone call.
Yeah, and to your point, Jalen Phillips was traded to Philadelphia for a third-round pick. So Miami blowing it up.
Right, as they
should. As they should. They're doing it right.
Yep, getting guys out of there. Plus, didn't they get Jalen Ramsey out before the season started?
Yeah.
They get Humphrey back for him from the Steelers and got some draft choices. And so, yeah, I mean, there's – I still can't believe Mike McDaniel's still coaching. I can't believe that.
The Eagles in their off week acquired Jaire Alexander, the corner from Baltimore, Jalen Phillips, and then another corner, Michael Carter II.
Oh, yeah.
So they're loading up. And John Metchie has been traded, I think, like six times since he's
the report that Dinah Russini put out there about interest in Tavondre Sweat, that caught me off guard.
Would you trade him?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd consider it, depending on what you're getting back. I mean, look, if they end up trading him for a fifth-round pick, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go to the front desk, and I'm going to say, can Chad Brinker talk? And I'm going to punch him in the face.
Oh,
not really,
man. Oh, no, you're right.
Like, if they trade him for a fifth-round pick, but, I mean, you get a third? Okay.
That's even – oh, man. You got to – you can't
– they need top 100 picks.
If you're calling me for a player, then I'm dictating the demand.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%.
Then I'm dictating. So, Pollard –
It's the old phrase of if you want to – what is it? You want a horse, you start off asking – if you want a hamster, you ask for a horse or something like that.
Hey, I can get a look at a T-bone by sticking my head up. But I'll take the butcher's word for it.
Okay, whatever.
You don't remember that?
No.
Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
He's giving the T-bone?
Yeah.
I can get a good look at the T-bone by sticking my head up. But I'd rather have the butcher's word. And throughout the movie, Tommy Boy just butchers it the entire time.
Is he trying to close a deal in that guy's office, too?
Yeah, right? Pads? Hey, I can look up a butcher's butt and get a good look at it. No, that's not right. It's got to be your butt. And then he's going on and on. Yeah. You want a horse, you got to get a hamster.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Did you have a good weekend, buddy?
I did. Doug, save us from this, please. Doug, what's up?
Hey, guys, I hear Big Joe saying that their Titans have to do something, got to do something. Well, fellas, if you ever went to an auction, all the good stuff for the auction is in the front yard. The Titans don't have any front yard material. Everything they got sells in the backyard. So I ask you, what do they have to sell? Because I can walk through and it's like a garage sale. You may be trying to sell it, but ain't nobody buying it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Doug.
Look,
what's for sale, Joe? Tell me, Joe.
Simmons.
5 seconds are left. What's for sale?
Jeffrey Simmons. I if I'm another team in the league, I'd go after Jeffrey Simmons.
Took him off the market. Next.
Then go after – give me Tony Pollard.
Crickets.
Pollard.
All right.
Pollard, I think Pollard's a hell of a running back.
I think you could get – Doug, to his point, I think Pollard might be – you might could get something for Pollard for a team that's looking for a back.
Yep.
So he's backyard.
Side yard. We'll say he's side yard.
No.
Front and back, man. Doug's dictating this auction.
Man.
This is Doug's auction.
I'm trying to buy something to make my place better at this auction. I'm staying in the front yard because it's in the backyard because you don't want it. So don't try to give it to me. I'm out, man.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate it, Doug.
That was a good call.
Great. Now I'm going to be looking at Simmons like, is he in the front yard or the backyard? Well, these guys out. Look, you're 1-8. Trade Simmons. Let him go. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're 1-8 with him. It can't get much worse. Get capital from him. My God, go in the draft. Give me 5 or 6 picks in the top 100 next year.
Yep.
Come on, tell me. Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that.
And look, I think you can achieve that by you know, you try and sell some guys off now, but then, you know, if you're picking top two and trade back, then you'll be able to achieve that.
Let me ask you this, and we could take this question to the break. What's the greatest free agent the Titans have signed here?
That's a great question.
It ain't Pickens. It ain't Yancey Thigpen. Tannehill was a trade. That wasn't a free agent pickup. What's the greatest free agent?
I got a contender.
Okay.
But I'll tell you that coming up next. 615-737-1025. That's a really good question. We're live at Circus Sports in Kentucky here at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday.
Hey, friends, next week the Chasing Big Joe show turns into the Chasing Big Joe Great Road Show. We're headed to Key West, Florida for three fun-filled days, and we're taking you with us. We're broadcasting from the stunning Marker Key West Harbor Resort, just steps from the world-famous Duval Street. See how beautiful it is, and the perfect place to stay in Key West is go to the Marker Key West. com. Our coverage brought to you by our good friends at the Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon, making the movie experience great again. The Nashville Cats, the perfect gift this Christmas season. Season tickets for the Nashville Cats as they look to get back to the AF1 Arena Crown, Reunion Township at 109, comfortable luxury living in Mount Juliet that you deserve, and City Limits Apartments in Spring Hill, resort-style living with an upscale lifestyle. We can't wait for that to take you with us. That's all next week down in Key West.
615-737-1025. Joe just asked the best free agent signing the Titans have ever made. Good ones on the text line. Greg Pogue texted us and said Delanie Walker, which Jeff has said. A couple others have said that's a pretty good one. Was a tight end. Here's mine, and you might argue with me because he technically was, they were still in Houston, but he's in the Titans Ring of Honor. Frank Wycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank Wycheck was.
But give me one since they've been here. I need one since they got here in 99.
Vandenbosch.
Was he a trade?
Nope. He was a free agent signing. Yeah, a couple have said Tannehill. He was a trade.
He was a trade. Ben Jones, when
Ben
he came
Jones
over from the Texans.
One.
Ben
yep.
Jones anchored that line from 2016 to 23. Ben Jones was fantastic. There's not a lot. The point being, there's not a lot of free agents who come in here and can turn it around. And you're seeing now with Dan Moore how terrible he is.
Yep.
I'm not sure what Zeitler does on the team besides hold.
615-737-1025. Chris, what do you got?
You stole my answer, which was Frank Wycheck. But what about Kevin Carter? Was he not a free agent?
Yeah, he was. That's a good one.
Yeah, he's a pretty good one. And we had a couple. I remember Travis Henry was a good one. But it hasn't been a lot. You're right. But I just wanted to chime in with my opinion. Thank you. Y'all have
Thanks,
a good day.
Buddy. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Kevin Carter's a good one.
Kevin Carter's a really good one.
Fred Miller, both of those guys.
False start Fred.
False start Fred, but he was pretty good on that O-line. Again, Tannehill, trade. But, yeah, the two that I got, Kevin Carter, Delanie Walker, Brian Arakpo, that was a decent one.
Yeah, that wasn't bad from the Redskins.
8586, Andre Dillard.
Oh, my gosh.
Ron says Nate Washington. Nate had a few good years here.
Nate was not bad at all. That's
not
right.
Bad. Yeah, I was trying to think of some. David Givens was – that didn't work.
Nope.
Pickens didn't work. Thigpen didn't work.
Ugh, terrible.
I feel like there was another one.
There's another big one out there that didn't work. I'm trying to think who it was.
Randy Moss was a waiver claim.
Yep, it was. Somebody, you know, you signed during the offseason to bring
in
there.
Yeah.
Remember Adam Humphries?
God, that was bad.
Well, every time he got hurt, it knocked out.
Yeah.
I mean, he had like 30 concussions.
Kyle Vandenbosch, yes, that was a free agent. That was a good one. Chad, what you got?
Well, I don't have the greatest free agency signing by the Titans, but I had been wearing out as a retired quarterback and wannabe GM, keyword wannabe. I was all in on Sam Darnold, and I thought it was super easy. He was, you know, relatively cheap. I'm surprised Minnesota didn't franchise him, but, you know, they're all in on J.J. McCarthy, which may still work for them. I'm a big Willie Donick fan over there. He was not in on it. I don't think I thought it was super simple.
because really at the end of the day, he wasn't expensive. And he came to Nashville in December with the Vikings, and he was phenomenal. And, you know, as a guy who played the position, he checked so many boxes. And I said that exact thing. He checked so many boxes. And I can remember on your show, and not to get on former NFL Titan players, but they were just laughing at me. He checks these boxes. It turned into a big joke on Chad from Hendersonville. And, you know, there's no accountability in sports talk, I know. But where is this team? No, hey, and on that point, you know, Colin Coward on J.J. McCarthy, you can bump two threads that he has. One where he called him, you know, an NFL quarterback bust, and the other one where he calls him the new Baker Mayfield. You just, you know, you copy and paste, or you just bump whichever one's correct, right? That's the key to the game. You know, if I was a good weathercaster, I would say it's going to rain tomorrow. And then maybe 3 hours later, I'm going to say it's not going to rain. And which thread am I going to bump on day of rain, day of not rain? But that's not my point. My point was Sam Darnold was an easy choice to me. Where's this team if they maybe take that number one pick, trade back, build around Sam Darnold, and build picks with team speed and build inside and out? Your thoughts.
It's a good call, man.
Thanks, Chad.
I know it is. Thank you.
Humble, too.
Chad put some time on that call.
Yeah, I wasn't against Sam Darnold. I just knew they weren't going to do it.
No, that was not the – once the new regime came in, they knew what they were going to do. That wouldn't be part of it.
By the way, thank you, Greg Pogue. Kevin Carter was a trade in 2001. That was not a free agent signing, so we'll take him off the list.
Was he? I don't remember
that.
He was
a trade, yeah.
Okay. What about Kerry Collins?
Kerry Collins was a good one.
I mean, he was here from 06 to 09. And,
Kevin Mawai?
Yes.
Kevin Mawai was a good one.
Chris Hope, David Thornton, mm-hmm. when they came in 06, they really changed the culture of that locker room.
9912 says DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray was a trade.
That was
John Robinson's first trade, I think.
Who's the dude from New England that blocked all of us, the running back? And I can't remember his name right now.
Deion Lewis.
He blocked you? Blocked me?
I don't think so.
Jay Serher makes the cut. He blocked me. I'm like, I don't even know you. I just think he Googled a list of idiot national sports people, and I popped up. He's like, I'm going to block this guy. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He got rid of me there.
Real quick, Devin and Dixon had texted in and wanted to call in about the NASCAR championship. Devin, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Chase, Big Joe. Just wanted to call in real quick, give my thoughts on the race yesterday. And, Chase, just want to get your thoughts real quick as well. I'm a huge Kyle Larson fan. I'm very, very happy that he's a two-time Cup champion. But the playoffs have grown stale for me. It just feels convoluted that we even have playoffs in motorsports. NASCAR is the only series that does, and I felt gutted for Denny Hamlin and didn't even really get a chance to feel like that I could enjoy my driver being a two-time champion yesterday. I just want to get your thoughts real quick on how you feel about the playoff format, and I know it's going to change next year, but I'll hang up and listen, and I hope you guys have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate the call. I think the format needs to change because this year – like, look, say what you want about him, whether you like him or you don't like him. Denny Hamlin deserved to win the championship this year. And he was eight laps away from doing it based on this format. A caution comes out because William Byron blows a tire and because of pit stops. And look, the way the format was set up, they needed to have one more good pit stop and they didn't. And Kyle Larson got out ahead of him, and Larson won the championship. I don't think the championship should be decided that way. And I think they know that too. And then in the Xfinity Series, Connor Zilich had a dominant season, and because Jesse Love finishes better than him in the last race of the year, Jesse Love is the champion and Connor Zilich isn't. It doesn't work. And so I think they're going to change it, whether they – ditch the chase or playoff format altogether and go back to the way they did it for, 40 years, crowning a champion. I don't know. But, I know I watched yesterday and walked away, and I'm not the biggest Denny Hamlin fan in the world, but I walked away going, he should have won. He should have been the champion. And it's, good for Kyle Larson. I like Kyle Larson. but they definitely got to change it, and I think they're going to. I think NASCAR has finally been put in a place where, you know, and Hamlin is a part of this, where they're realizing that they got to change some of their ways of thinking, and maybe listen to the drivers and listen to the fans a little bit more. And so hopefully they continue to do that. So we'll continue the football talk coming up next with John McClain down in Houston. We're live in Kentucky today. It's Circus Sports here at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.